Hey everybody, we are Kazumatsuri, a community for key fans, and today we have a very special podcast for you guys. Introducing our guests for this episode, Yuman Mech and Leslie Tang from the Clannad Localization team at Sekai Project.
Hello everybody.
Pachi, pachi, pachi! Yay!
That reaction though.
To start with, Yui, would you mind introducing yourself to the cast?
Sure. I am the executive producer, project director for Clannad Project at Sekai Project. And
Clannad Project.
Yeah. I like being redundant. And I've
not
been with them since
Sekai
they
project,
started though. Back in 2013. Clannad is probably my biggest project to date.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I look forward to talking with y'all.
Yeah, have you been on Sekai Project before now?
Yeah, before that I was part of a fan group that did the School Days project with J-List.
So right,
that's
cool.
18 plus, unfortunately. Nice. So, but if you are over 18, go check it out because it's a really good game. Luckily, Clannad is all ages to begin with, so there's nothing to worry about there.
Yeah.
School Days has actually come up a lot on Kaza, interestingly enough. Specifically the anime, of course, but, you know, it has come up quite a lot, and I always actually defend it because it's something that I think is really interesting personally, so...
Yeah, I've only experienced the anime, but I just think it's such an interesting idea.
It's so... I just hate it so much, it's great.
Yeah.
I think you either find Makoto to be the best character, or you find him to be the worst character in existence. And then if you play the game, you get all the bad endings, which makes him that much better.
Yeah. Gets it. It's something I really need to experience at least once, the visual novel. And also introducing Leslie, aka Cloud. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, whoa, what's that?
What is that? Oh my god, oh my god.
The rain storm.
Yui's under attack.
Yui's in a tornado.
Great introduction. Love it.
What happened?
Yui killed Leslie.
Oh yeah, I did that many times during the project.
We asked the wrong question.
Leslie.
Well, anyway.
He's back. I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, key magic.
Oh, spoilers.
Wait. Spoilers.
Leslie is the brains behind the Dungopedia, and he's been helping me debug it ever since its inception.
Can I ask an important question?
Sure,
thank you.
Go for it.
Cassette tape.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know.
And videotape.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
stop making me feel old.
So many people are just like,
I have to confess. I've never actually had a cassette tape.
Huh.
Really?
I guess I've never had my own.
I had them. When I was a little kid, one of my favorite things to do was just get with my friends and hit the record button and just talk fucking stupid shit for hours. So basically what I'm doing now.
Yeah, I used to use cassette tapes and like recorders and be silly, but the only actual cassette tapes that I owned was the best part about those was how you could make your voice go really fast and squeaky. So you could just record things and but no,
did you not have cassette tapes of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and Britney Spears?
No, the cassette tapes I had were all Bill Cosby stand up. Still have to do that.
And here I was just dubbing Slayer soundtracks on my tapes.
I had vinyl of those.
If not Bomberhead, though.
Bomberhead!
Bomberhead!
Anyway.
Okay, so I know a lot of us are like really inspired. I especially know Aspie is, and myself, and I mean Pepe is in Japan right now. But I've always just been interested in like the process, and this is even just generally, like, as a life thing is really interesting, is, like, the career path of, like, getting to this point of localization and translation and stuff. And, like, where was the beginning point in your life where you're like, oh, I would really like to share these things with other people, or I really like this work from this location of the world and I want to learn the language and stuff like that. Like, I just think it's super interesting. Like, I'm just still in baby stages of actually trying to learn Japanese myself, and I'm so busy all the time that it's really hard to iron out a good schedule and stuff. So I don't know, just stuff like that. It's really interesting.
Because, Leslie worked on... Sure. Which route did you work on, Leslie?
I worked on Fujibayashi Sisters routes.
And
also best route. Kape's routes.
Okay.
Also best route.
So the Kyo and Ryoko.
I'm being biased here, obviously.
I have to say, personally, I think the best route in the game is still because I worked on it. And it's also
thumbs
my favorite route before anyway, so yeah.
We haven't got to the first route in the book yet. But yeah, I'm very excited to get into those. We just finished. We're just about to talk about Tomoya route in like an hour, so we've still got a bit to go. But so obviously, Yuya, do you know much Japanese?
I know some, but not to the level where I can translate.
Right, so definitely Leslie's the one we should be talking about translation stuff here.
Yes, I don't know.
I can do business conversations through emails. I could do casual talking. In terms of translating text, I'm no good. It's a different
skill.
I have to say,
if you can do business talk, then you shouldn't be saying that you can't do Japanese.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any JLPT certifications to back me up on any of it, so it's just I think I know, and I'll just leave it there.
Just gotta believe in yourself, bro.
So I guess we're interested to know, like, what sort of, like, choices in your life led you to this sort of career?
Actually, it started when I was really young and naive, and I started watching anime. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then Cardcaptor Sakura came out, and I was like, oh, maybe I should sub this for other people to watch. And then it just started from there. So I started as a fan sub person, and then it just eventually grew into doing freelance work and contracting.
Okay, so you...
Cool. You actually worked on the fan subs, or did you?
So
I mean, you translated the for fan subs.
I've been with the fan sub community for quite some time now, since the early 2000s, actually, 2001, when Hello Kina was being fan subbed by anime fan subs.
Oh my god!
And then we also did like Azumanga Daioh. We did Akagi, Kaiji, various shows, and then eventually it just became like some of us went to do it as a career. One of our translators went to work for popular anime production companies.
That's amazing.
From there, it's just we started branching out and thinking, hey, maybe we can actually make a living out of this.
I love how opportunities like spring out from that. Like, that's actually really cool. And it's not something that's like shunned. It's like you actually get somewhere with it, and it's really cool.
I've heard many stories of people who started off with anime fan subs or, like, you know, video game ROM hacks and end up becoming, like, top translators for big companies. Like, it's pretty crazy, but it actually happens.
It's so cool.
Leslie, how'd you sort of get into this line of work?
Well, it was the same as Yui's. I started out fan subbing and did all sorts of things like timing, translation, and all that stuff. Eventually, I kind of didn't really like fan subbing that much, and I moved into visual novel fan translations.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the projects...
Master Race.
One of the projects that I did was actually Tomoya After.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
So you worked on Tomoya
After. You for that.
Oh, no problem.
I always have difficulty finding out who exactly translated to me after, because it's like...
I didn't translate off it myself. One of the things about Tomoya After is that it was contributed to by a lot of different translators and editors, and there are some good upsides and downsides of that, but one of my favorite lines from Tomoya After is that it involves a lot... I'm not going to give any spoilers or anything, but one of my favorite lines from the game is that it involves a lot of people working together, tourists that come and go. And that's basically why I am in this kind of, I started out fan subbing or doing fan translations. It's because I want to contribute to the internet or like back to all the people on the internet and that sort of stuff. And eventually that kind of led me down the road to Sekai Project. I started doing a couple promotional videos and whatnot, and I did that for about half a year, and then after that, Kanad was my first translation project as the Kai Project.
I can definitely say so far with, like, what we've read of Clannad so far, it's consistent. Like, it's been, all the roots in common were, like, good. Really good. Other than, like, the QC hiccup.
You don't notice any difference in translation.
Flows extremely well.
Despite it being different translators.
Yeah.
Yeah, I owe that to the entire team talking with each other, and our lead editor, Bradley, being able to get all the editors together and make everything consistent. And also, we also have the MemoQ translation software, which, as much as I hate it, it actually gets the job done.
Hey, come on now.
I like to talk about it every time, because it is really annoying.
There's a software for translation?
Yeah, I would love to see this software more, but...
Yeah, I'm interested now.
Is there any in particular you wanted to, like, say about why you hate it / love it?
Their support is leaves much to be desired. I'll leave it at that. And the strength of it, though, the strength of it, though, is the translation memory. So that takes certain phrases and it recognizes them throughout all the scripts. And
that's awesome.
Takes the translation and puts it in. I mean, you can still edit it afterwards and make it work with the line, but it makes everyone's job a lot easier when it just fills things in a little bit by little bit.
Yeah, wow. Cool. Like, I should, like, forward that sort of stuff to Taka.
Yeah.
Because, like, manually translating
at
the end, line by line.
If you pay a hefty fee every month, then it's yours.
Yeah. Probably quite expensive.
Yeah, some of the Kickstarter money was used to fund it, but
most
of it
really?
Was ours. Our own money.
Oh, wow. But yeah, that sounds very powerful. That'd probably help the progress a lot. And, you know, you guys got that visual novel out in, like, was it 6 months? Maybe a bit more? I don't have the number on it.
When did you guys start? Okay.
Oh, 11 months. Okay. Was that
pretty,
like,
good progress, if I have to say.
Amazing.
Was that, like, before the Kickstarter or, like, after the Kickstarter?
We actually started hiring during the Kickstarter, and then everybody was starting it just on the last week before the Kickstarter finished.
Right, yeah, that's the impression I got. Makes sense.
And the translation ended in August, and then the editing finished soon after that, and then we went straight to QC.
Yeah. Cool.
I know, that was my favorite part of the entire thing, was all the people it's impossible, there's no way they'll get it done and it be good in that time, and, like, so many roots in, it's like, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Like, it's super rare to see a Kickstarter on time, let alone, like, fully completed way before the release date.
Hey, man, so, it's a testament to that.
Really good job to you guys.
One thing I know Biz wanted to bring up, though, was in terms of consistency.
Oh, God.
Your choice to use random Spanish sometimes.
All right.
Did you want to elaborate?
Who should Biz punch because of that?
Okay, so I don't know. It's just it doesn't actually matter, but it just stood out to me. Like when Sunohara gets kicked and he goes, "Ouch!" But it says "I crumba," even though he speaks English later, and it's like, why English?
Yeah, what
because
was
that's
that?
Just Sunohara.
Oh, okay.
I guess,
okay,
yeah.
That's exactly what I said, too. I was like, you know, it's funny. Like, and that's, it does, and even Cannon said that. He's like, because then you wouldn't have Sudahara saying hi, Grandma. I was like, okay, fair enough.
But then I hear
that's a very good argument.
Then I hear Tamayo saying grazie, yeah. So. I don't know.
I am pretty, dog.
Well, in terms of consistency, like, I've seen other parts, like in Yugen Erot, where he does say more Spanish stuff, so it's consistently Spanish, I have to give
him
that.
He also said, in another scene, he said mis amigos or something, whenever he said, oi, friends, or something like that. So yeah, that's true. It is consistent.
Yeah, it would be difficult to translate, just like, my friends, and that's just like, why English? I don't know. I feel like it works better in some scenes than others, especially like the comedy scenes. It's like Spanish.
Yeah, and I mean,
so
that's
well.
What it is. And it is Sunohara, so fair. Yeah. Y'all handled the Kotomi word game really well. The first time I saw it, I was just like, wait, why did they? And then I thought about it for a second. I was like, oh, okay, that was actually
Shiratori.
That's good.
Yeah,
I gotta thank Eugene for that one. He actually talked to me about that. It's like, so do you want me to, like, work around it? Do you want me to do it literally? I'm just like, okay, well, just do what it do whatever you think is right. And then I kind of just left it at that.
I really like the Dangopedia, like the inclusion of a Dangopedia, because I personally, there's so many pop references that I don't get and so many other people wouldn't be able to get.
Yeah, I love it. I guess, that's really good.
I guess I have to ask, how did you guys do your research on those pop references? Because like some of those are pretty hard to figure out.
Wikipedia, if you ask me. A free encyclopedia.
Sure, a little, but...
we cheated a little bit. No, but some of the other ones is, like, people who recognize it. Eugene and Alex, they both lived in Japan, so they actually know the references. They're like, oh, I can spot that easy. So they just added it in when they saw it. The other ones are like, kind of, like, relying on our QA people to pick out, or, like, some of the other translators to be like, hey, this seems ambiguous. Do you want to, like, add it in, or do you want to just, like, translate it, localize it? Mm-hmm. So... a lot of so, it was like, I guess, young.
You know, I kind of think it's kind of funny, but I think that even though like I implemented Dangopedia, I think I actually added the least amount of terms into it.
Yeah.
I'm more of like a liberal kind of guy, so most of the time I opted to instead work around the jokes to localize them. So that's kind of like one thing that I hate about myself. It's like my own baby, but I didn't get to play with him.
So it's like when you just like games another family. I like that analogy.
Sorry, when you say implemented, does that mean you actually coded the Dangopedia into the game?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, really good. The pop-ups and everything are awesome.
Mm. Oh yeah, the notification.
Spent many countless nights trying to fit everything in and getting all programmed.
It looks really natural too. Like it straight looks like it's something that would have been in Clannad, like if it was made today.
Even the interface of the Dangopedia looks very Clannad.
Very good.
The interface actually was done in like 2 afternoons, I think.
Good job.
Sasuga.
Yeah, Vodka is a great image editor, and he basically gets everything done in a day, or even the credit list. I hate that credit list. It took us 9 revisions, and he did a revision every 30 minutes.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Everybody's like, you forgot my name. You misspelled my name. This is wrong. It's... no,
get
stop.
Shit done.
Can we get his number?
I really need to thank him as well, because like I kept bothering him like basically every single night, like leading up to that point of getting it all implemented, like every single, like I think it was like 2 a.m. or something like at this time, and I kept bothering him, telling him to give me this and give me that.
Oh, I have to ask about a line here. It's I'm from the Common Root. It's spoken by Kyo, so it might be Leslie. It reads, your propensity for confabulation is either astounding or despicable, I can't decide.
Aspie, you're not going to let that go, are you?
No,
it's so good.
Are you responsible for this? It's Alex.
Yeah, Alex is the translator, and Bradley. I think they both went together on that one.
Oh, we were like kind of all just in chat and like reading at the same time, which we do sometimes. Aspie gets to that line and just goes, "What the fuck is this?" He starts laughing so hard. He's just like, oh, the translator's having a laugh.
they had a good time.
Yeah,
gotta say.
Good. Really good.
Good job, guys.
It's classy, too, because it did fit really well.
There are just some lines where it's just like one line spoken in the voice, and the translation's like 3 lines long. It's like, okay. but I like that. I like that you guys had fun with the script and didn't take it too seriously. Because I feel like if you get bogged down with like more literal translations, then I don't know, loses a bit of like flavor.
Well, that's like an important part of like from my understanding of localization and stuff is like it's an important part because if you do take it way too literally, then it gets stocky. You know, like it's just odd to read and it's not comfortable. It doesn't flow, but Clannad flows really, really well.
No, it does. So I've noticed, like, ever since, like, the most recent update, there's been a lot less typos, too, so...
And that's something that I had learned, like, or one of the things that I just had been told a while back about people who, you know, learn Japanese just to start reading visual novels, is that a lot of people just weren't really enjoying visual novels as much reading them in Japanese, just because of that reason. Like, they felt like it didn't flow as well to them when they were reading it, probably because they were reading it too literally.
Yeah, but I did read a tweet by one of the people, I think it was Kuroko Now, Yoshikuni Toizumi. It was just saying how, like, wow, people could actually, like, read this and, like, get an understanding of Japanese because you got the English translations there, but wouldn't always be the case. but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, a bunch of Japanese people are learning English by listening to the voices and matching it to the English back, so.
Yeah, apparently.
Goes either way.
Do you guys have, like, sales data for the game?
Sales data has been doing really well.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Ooh. I mean, it has been in the top 10 since it launched, so. And then,
really? It's still there? I haven't checked.
Not anymore. Awesome. The sale ended, but there's another one coming up. So you can grab it at another discount soon.
Ooh.
Are we allowed to include that?
Yes, you can.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Yeah, because Steam usually has a winter sale, and everybody knows about the Steam winter sale where you throw money at the screen.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like every other Steam sale.
Publisher sale during that time as well, we're involved. So you're going to see some discounts on our games.
You already got my $1,000. You ain't getting no sale money.
Yeah, I already
bought
it.
But yeah, in terms of, like, response, VA's been really happy.
That's good.
Been really happy.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully we get to do more things with them in the future, but...
I hope so,
guys.
We're
hoping nothing's confirmed.
I really hope so, because you guys have done such a phenomenal job for this title. I want you to do all of them, personally.
My favorite thing is just the passion in the team. Like, the updates and, like, the communication is so good. And, like, even whenever we did that earlier Q&A and everyone said Yukine was the best, I love these guys.
Yukine's pretty
who
great.
Who doesn't like the character that
she's isn't she great?
Top girlfriend material.
Did you guys see, like, which countries the release is most popular
That's
in?
What I was going to ask, like, yeah.
Which countries are best-selling in the game or something?
If you can talk about
that. I didn't word that right, anyway.
It's mostly our U.S. audience, but we also get, like, European people. We also have people in East Asia that are really into the game. I mean, some of them in China... in particular want, like, a Chinese localization. And...
Yeah, I saw that on the forum. There's a lot of people asking for that.
Was there never a Chinese localization of that? I mean...
Well, maybe there was, but I don't know.
Fan translation. There would have been.
I think there is a fan translation, but I have no idea how...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty
China
sure...
is really fast at pumping
sure
out those translated VN translations.
But yeah, in terms of Japan, are you getting many sales there?
They're all holding out for the Japanese version.
Right.
Yes.
They want their HD Sunohara as well.
Yes, they've been begging EA for it, and we're just saying, you know, yeah, we're going to have to wait for them to respond.
I'm pretty sure they'll do it. It's just a matter of time. Because, like, this is the definitive version of Clannad. We can't keep it to ourselves forever.
Yeah. But it is nice while we have it.
Yeah. And Harmonia, crazy. Everything's changed so much in a year.
Yeah, it's been crazy, right?
I know, man.
Like a year, about 2 years ago, we never would have imagined, like, getting a Key Vision novel in English. And now, Planetarian happens. Obviously, that was one of Sekai Project's first releases. And were you guys involved with that at all?
I wasn't. But I was handling some parts of it.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
And as far as I go, I only implemented the achievements. You guys can't blame it on me.
I still haven't unlocked those achievements yet. I really should.
you just have to hold control for like...
I know. Yeah. I could probably do it. I could probably do it right
you
now.
You have to
while
beat Link speedrun.
Hey, we all had a race the other day, and I won because my computer SSD is the fastest.
You guys can look forward to when we create a Clannad speedrunning community.
That's actually going to be pretty tough to do. I gotta say.
Well, I can cheat. I have the flags. I can set them pretty quickly.
No.
Just automated.
No, it has to be an official glitch.
He's using a tool assisted one.
Oh, you're using glitches to get Funaki.
You know,
if you can find glitches at Finnish Skynet Passer, go ahead.
You can go ahead.
Yeah, they got approved from Sekai Prince. God damn it.
Can we get some, I have two important questions. The first question is, okay, first VNs. You guys get to tell me the first VNs you read.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, first VNs. I'll go first. So, the first VN I read was Narcissu or Planetarian? I can't remember.
Nice!
Oh, they're both so good.
Both nice choices. So
yeah, so I picked up Narcissu through Insani, and same with Planetarian. The other one I did was Canon.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
and
good.
That was one of my first three, I'm pretty sure.
Nah.
Two keys in the firsts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I started reading more of the 18-plus stuff.
Everything.
Like Bald Air Force and other games by Giga.
Mm-hmm.
You naughty boy.
I'm allowed.
Hey, man. Story's a story.
What about you, Leslie?
Yep.
My first official novel was, I didn't finish off it, but my first one was actually True Tears, and,
okay.
But that one has nothing to do with the anime at all. Some, they're just, like, related by name, but I just went for it anyway. It
really?
Was kind of good, but, like, kind of average, actually. Nothing too
Did
fancy,
you get, like,
I like it.
Were you, like, just interested, like, after you read it, you were like, that was pretty good, and then, like, you saw potential in visual novels, and you wanted to read more, I guess?
I didn't actually got into, fan translations, like, from that, but I actually worked on the Wikipedia article. And I, for a time,
oh, yeah.
I was pretty well worked on Wikipedia articles about visual novels for quite a bit.
I noticed you curate a lot of visual novels on Wikipedia, and like I think I was researching on visual novels a long time ago, and a lot of the info was wrong. But I noticed recently there a lot of the info is correct, and maybe I have you to thank for that.
there are other Wikipedia editors who work on fiction novel articles, and
no.
So you probably should thank them. You should probably should thank them as well. Like there are people like Juhati, GWT, VDC.
Yeah,
and those are people who all work on fiction novel articles over years. So
yeah. Cool. The community's pretty good.
That Angel Beats article got picked up pretty good because it didn't exist for a while.
the Angel Beats article, I think he actually had that in his draft. He has a draft of it like for like a long time, and he didn't want to push it out until like it got released or something like that.
Some reviews were out. Yeah, I noticed a good part of that is review
mm-hmm.
reception. Yeah, and so like, what other visuals did you get into from there?
Well, before I got into visual novels, I actually played dating sims.
Oh, okay. Actual dating sims.
Classics.
Like, that's the genre that everyone thinks visual novels is all about. I like them. So, it's an honest mistake, but, yeah.
So, like, Tokimeki Memorial, or...?
Tokimeki Memorial 2.
Okay.
That was my first one.
Have you played Love Plus?
I haven't played Love Plus, and I haven't played Love Plus, but and actually I think Tokimeki Memorial 2, and the other one is Sentimental Gravity or something like that.
Okay,
They're also the only ones that I can like name off the top of my head.
Yeah, they're like a recent thing on like Kazumatsuri and just the community at large is a lot of people like commenting that Clannad and stuff are dating sims, and it's like. But
it would be interesting to have a version of Clannad as a dating sim. I have to say that.
Well, that would be interesting.
That would be really interesting.
Oh. Yeah, it would be.
Yukine would just be really easy.
She's also
so
really
rude.
Easy to
you
get
take
in the
that
VN,
back.
By the way.
I meant that in a nice way.
Even Sunohara could get with Yukine if he tries hard enough not to be a fucking idiot.
No, even Yukine rejected Sunohara.
Because he's an idiot.
Anyways.
And I guess, like, so how are you guys with your relationship with Key? Like, would you consider yourself a fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan. Well, I mean, like, when we first heard it getting cut out, I was like, oh, I'm totally fanboying over this. Okay, it's my project, I'm taking it.
Nice.
Nice.
What, love to see the passion on that.
Would you have a favorite keywork? I always like to ask this to put people on the spot.
Oh, favorite keywork. Oh, I'm kind of torn between air and clonad, nice. Really.
Nice. I'm really excited when I hear people say that they love air, because like, I only recently read the vision and I'm like, this is really fucking good.
Yeah, good. Well, I blame my fansub really people for good. That. It's like, we fansub air, I watched the anime, and I was like, okay, I'm going to read it. And mm-hmm. after that, yeah. it was like, okay, help.
The VN yeah. is so much better.
Yeah, so much Like, I really try to tell people not to watch the air anime, because it just didn't do the vision novel justice.
You can watch the movie, though. That's okay.
Biz likes the movie.
It's a different story.
The one person who's just like, hey, you can watch the movie.
And what about you, Leslie? Do you have a favorite keywork?
I mentioned this before in another interview, but I actually don't have a favorite keywork. I kind of like Little Busters a little more than the other ones, but I wouldn't say that that's my favorite.
Mm.
I actually, the first one I got into was Air, actually, and I bought the Blu-ray versions of the anime, and that was, like, fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
the Japanese yeah. Blu-rays?
Yeah.
That was, like, what, 3 or 40,000 yen or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Japanese Blu-rays.
And what about favorite characters? Leslie.
Out of Key or out of Planet?
Key. We'll go with Key. Overall.
Out of Key, I will have to say my favorite. It's most likely.
Yukita?
Komari.
Oh, smile of happiness.
Wise choice.
I have to say.
Daijoubu.
It's the spiral of happiness.
Yeah, no, I love Kamari too.
What is there not to like about that?
That's a very wise choice.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think maybe Kano from Air.
I am also a Kano fan, so I know these Kano haters.
No comment.
Anyway. Hey, okay.
Kano's
she's
cute.
A good character. Good character.
You know, while we're on the topic of characters, I kind of want to ask you, Yui, how do you feel about having the same name as one of the characters from Angel Beats?
And why did you pick the...
Yui Nyang.
Best.
Hey, Biz.
Because she's the best character in the show.
Yeah. Well, I'd say Hinata, but... Yeah,
I hear
Yui's fine.
Podcast is over. But
podcast is over.
Don't mind me. He's
Yui's
very good.
Best right. Girl podcast over.
Don't worry, you got Pepe on your side.
Hey, I just like the Hinata x Yui thing.
My heart.
That's the best.
But my Hinata.
Hinata's great.
Hinata
you
Yuri,
like,
though.
You're allowed
Hinata
to, like,
is my
Yui
idol.
And, next to Hinata. That's important part.
Favorite Clannad characters? Leslie?
Oh, come on, that's a hard one.
You can.
No.
Oh.
I said when, during the interview, I said often.
Oh, okay.
And that is kind of partially right. True, because it's, all of them are kind, well, I kind of like all of them.
Yeah, they
so
are.
So if I have to pick a favorite,
sorry.
Well, let's stop saying anything, I think.
Biz, don't influence him.
Well, I'll have to probably just say the one that I worked on and say, yo.
Nice.
Wow.
What an opinion.
It's a good thing you're not working
anymore. Rio, not Kyo, right?
Not Kyo, but she's okay too. But I like her sister more.
She's dangerous.
I like short hair. I every single
hell
time
yeah.
game I click, I like short hair instead of long.
Okay,
and I lose.
Well, I can appreciate you for that. That's good. Mad respect. Short hair, master race.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Short-term Mr. Rice. Oh, yeah. We should get a drink together.
Yeah.
Hey, Leslie, did you get the memo? You're fired.
Who invited you to this conversation? Leslie's turn to talk.
Yeah, but you're on a short hair, and I just can't approve.
Oh,
so, does that make you a Kyo lover or a Tomoyo lover?
Yes, I like Tomoyo. But Tomoyo. I don't think Tomoyo is the best. I actually like Fuko because she's the most fun character in that game.
Are you sure she's so fun to bully? Of long hair?
Okay, that's a part of it, but she's still fun.
How is it translated again? The teensy worst? But yeah, Fuko's fun. I like her. She gets a little bit of hate from some aspects of the community, but I don't think she's that bad. I think she's fun.
I like her. I have a figure of her.
She's good.
I'll ask my final question, if you don't mind. So now that Clan has been out for... How long has it been? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? 3 weeks. What do you guys think of the reception? I mean, sales have been doing pretty good, but what do you guys think of how people are viewing the transition and the release in general?
Mine's kind of skewed because we just get bug reports every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would dampen your enthusiasm, I imagine.
So it's like, everything's wrong with the game. You guys suck. Aw.
No. Everybody needs to send fan mail to
Yeah, send project. Fan mail. Or go on the forum and just say this game is great, because like most of the person there are just like, when's the Chinese patch? Why are the faces so derpy? Why is this game so old?
Why is the art old?
Why is the game old? That was my favorite. And it's
example, your mother is old.
Steam reviews are really good. It's like very positive right now.
Yeah.
The only negative ones are from the people who don't see the game in their own language.
I would love to see it. Yeah, I haven't actually checked. But I would love to see it get along the same with Planetarian. Like, Planetarian didn't have super big sales, and like if you check that as your like sales and stuff, it's not going to really pop up. But if you look at reviews, it is number one.
I think, or number two. I remember it was number one for a point.
I don't know about now. It has very good reviews because it is super good.
It is. Amazing.
I like to think that the lack of feedback means it's actually a good game and we did a good job.
I guess people like to complain about things a lot, but they don't like to compliment.
Mm.
That too.
One last question I have for you guys is like, funniest scene from Clannad.
Oh, that's a hard one. Yui, why don't you take this one? Why don't I think?
I don't know. It's really hard for me. I mean, one thing I can think of that's off the top of my head is the combo scene.
The 64 hit combo.
It's so good.
64 hit combo.
And getting an achievement for that was just pure satisfaction.
Yeah, because you gotta work for that too. You need to like beat Maru and yeah.
Or you can cheat and use a walkthrough.
I kind of got that achievement like along with all my other achievements in 1 second because I coded a special debug script for myself to unlock all the achievements at the same time.
Too special.
Easter egg.
It's not in the game anymore.
I guess at the moment the one that comes to mind is Kaka! What the fuck, Sunahara? Your existence really is a joke. Oh no! It's back!
Yui's
being gassed!
Oh god.
And with Yui dead, I'll bring the podcast to a close. Thank you for joining everybody for the Kazumatsu 3 podcast. And we hope to see you again next time. And thanks for joining us, guys. It was, like, really awesome to actually have you on here talking to us.
Yeah.
This is Yui signing off from within a hurricane.
Catch you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye. Later.